Do you fear God's punishment? This is a topic that I can't seem to escape or get out of my mind. It's a conversation I have with people in person that I mentor. It is conversations that I continually have in my coaching groups and with my coaching clients. Is this conversation around God's punishment? This, I believe God doesn't want good things for me. So I'm just going to be afraid, live in fear, because so many bad things have happened to me in this world that it's easier to just expect the worst. One of the phrases that one of my coaching clients heard for a portion of her life, and I think just depending on generations as well, is children are to be seen and not heard. We also hear phrases like, I will give you something to cry about. Can anybody, hands raised, any phrases? So we hear these things and we start to think, well, if this is how people are, then goodness, this must be how God is. So today we're going to talk about discerning discipline from punishment and fear from love. I don't know the things that you're going through specifically, but I do know that you do not have to do this alone. I am someone who can understand, relate, but not only have learned this, but walked through so many things that have felt hard and heavy of wondering how to really receive love, be loved, how to stop people pleasing, how to set boundaries, all of this. So if you are somebody that feels stuck, that feels kind of in this loop of negative thoughts and you just can't seem to get out of it, or you just feel, you know what? I need someone to just hear my story and help me walk through this. I want to be that person for you. You can go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching to book your free 20-minute consultation with me. Again, go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching, or wherever you're listening to this podcast, go back to the podcast name, go to the show notes, and click the link for easy access. Hey friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places, and this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. As I kind of alluded to it in my intro, as children, we've learned to kind of fear punishment, meaning whatever we did, there was something negative to come very soon. If you've ever been in any kind of emotionally unhealthy relationship, when you feel like you've lost your voice or even people pleasing, if you're coming from that fawn response, there is a fear. If I show up, if I am who I am, or even if I mess up, make a mistake, that something terrible is going to happen to me. And then it becomes rooted in shame. I am a bad person. And I truly believe it's why we are so quick to punish people versus disciple and discipline them. We see it everywhere. you hear a story and you instantly go to, this person should have this consequence, this punishment. And I think this can be a really dangerous slope because we then start being the ones who say, you deserve this. Like, we become the judge and the juror. And I think if we look on our own life and think about when we've messed up, when we've made mistakes, we would probably want somebody to discipline us and disciple us into true repentance rather than make us feel shame, isolated, and just distant from God. Now, I'm not talking about abusive situations or when police are involved and things like that. You know, there are consequences for sin. I'm not saying that, and we're going to talk about that. But we have to understand the difference between discipline and punishment. And like I said, I can't seem to escape it. And I want you to know that God is not punishing you. And I think that when we believe that God is punishing us, this leads us to hide our pain better because we fear punishment. So we think that if I can just get my life together, if I can just appear, if I can do everything that everybody is requiring of me, then no punishment will happen. But I think we need to know the difference between consequence of sin versus punishment for sinning. And this is important. So I'm going to go into Jesus's punishment on the cross was not for his own wrongdoing, but it was for ours. So the Bible teaches us that Jesus, though sinless, took on the punishment we deserved because of our sins. In the Greek, there's a word there called avon, and we're going to talk about that, meaning iniquity. So when we think about atonement, Isaiah 53:5 says, he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Why does that sound so funny when I say it? Goodness. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. So Jesus bore God's justice so that we could receive grace. Jesus also, not just for punishment, but for redemption. We have to remember that unlike punishment that condemns, Jesus's suffering was a payment for sin that brought reconciliation between humanity and God. Sometimes we look at this as wrath, and it's not. The cross wasn't just about God's wrath. It was about his deep love. Jesus's sacrifice wasn't meant to leave us in fear, but to bring us back into relationship with God through grace. So his punishment became our freedom. Through his suffering, we are offered forgiveness, not condemnation. So truly, the only person that took punishment was Jesus, and it wasn't for his own, it was for us. So that means that we no longer receive punishment. Galatians talks about we are no longer under the curse of the law. So the things of the law no longer apply to us if we miss one. Jesus came to fulfill the law. We are no longer under punishment for sinning. His punishment became our freedom. Therefore, sin deceives us into believing God turned his face from us, which feels like rejection and punishment, which is why we believe and why we think he punishes us. Because sin, and if the enemy can convince you based on the pain of your past and the things that you've experienced, that punishment is coming, that nobody truly cares about you, that nobody truly loves you, well, then he's going to convince you that the thing that you've done, that sin, that mistake, is going to deceive you to believing that God then turned his face from you. And that alone feels like rejection and punishment. Do you see how easily we can get confused between fear of punishment and discipline? However, we're going to keep talking about how the distinct differences of punishment and discipline really show up. But we have to recognize that Jesus was submitting to our punishment, and this wasn't punishment from God. He took our punishment. So let's talk about avon. Avon in the Greek encompasses both sin and punishment. So when we talk about God's discipline versus punishment. We have to understand that Avon helps clarify why God disciplines rather than condemns. I think so many times through the pain of this world, through image bearers, right? Other believers, the way we were raised, our parents, they've taught us one way of believing that I am to feel shame. I am to feel condemned for the mistakes that I've made. And I think everybody is probably trying to do the best they can to understand that, because if we don't receive grace for our mistakes, then it's hard to give others that as well, right? But oftentimes we're looking at it from a fear, unhealthy fear perspective, condemning, condemnation, shame. And we kind of circle this when I make a mistake. But Avon and punishment, when we look at these in scripture, Avon carries the idea of the consequences of sin rather than a punishment. So Avon also talks about this carrying and the punishment. It's as both and. In Exodus 34:7, God is described as forgiving iniquity, Avon, but also not leaving the guilty unpunished, implying that sin has natural consequences. So while punishment is often about that retribution, discipline is about restoration. We can see that when we think that God is punishing us, it leaves us to worldly sorrow. Condemnation, again, same words. Think about the things that you feel if you make a mistake. Does it produce life in you, or does it produce death in you? Do you start to think more terrible of yourself? Do you think, oh, God must just be so far away? Or why does God feel so far away? Or there's nothing I could ever do. Or you're so paralyzed by making a choice because you feel like you're going to make the wrong choice. And then all of a sudden, God is just going to be mad at you. Discipline is about restoration. Hebrews 12:6 says, the Lord disciplines the one he loves. So unlike human punishment that stems from anger, this is huge. Human punishment, right? Stems from anger. God's discipline is meant to correct and realign his people with his truth. But if we misunderstand Avon, we can easily and wrongly assume that anytime we experience hardship or go through something hard or have pain, that it's God's punishment rather than loving correction. God's discipline is not about crushing us under the weight of our sins. The whole goal is to draw us closer to him in love. I'm really passionate about this topic because I think as a society as a whole, we have taught people in really cute memes how to avoid pain. You know, if this person upsets you, get rid of them. If this person does this, they're not good for you. Find somebody better. And they are these one-off phrases that sound so good. And even when we're talking in our relationships, oh, girl, you get rid of him. You deserve somebody better. But there's never accountability in those phrases. There's never a, hey, look at me. Maybe I'm doing things that are not okay too. It's often phrases, sayings that me, the person, is always right and everybody else around me is always wrong. But we have to understand that pain is going to coexist with love. And I have been talking about this over and over and over again with my coaching clients. If you struggle with fear, if you struggle with love, if you struggle with this idea of punishment, I highly recommend you book a free 20-minute consultation with me for us to work through this together so that you can find freedom and healing on the other side. Go to jessicahuddle.com/mental health coaching. And when I talk about this with my clients is that pain and love must coexist. They must. It's not pain or love. It's not, well, I know that you love me, so you should never cause me pain. They coexist because it's the depth that I love you is the depth that I can experience pain. But it's when I'm in that valley with you of pain or things that make me uncomfortable, it's the love that's going to carry me out. It's our love for one another, whether it's a marital relationship, a friendship, authority versus, you know, a follower, like disciple versus it all matters. That relationship matters. How much you care about each other is going to dictate how you walk through that. Somebody at the grocery store might say something about me, but my love for them is wide, not deep. So yeah, it might impact me for a minute, but I'm not going to hold weight to it as much as if my husband said something that would be hurtful, that I would carry so much more of that because I love him so much. Therefore, the pain can cut a little bit deeper. But if we're always looking for pain or love, it's hard to marry the two. It's hard for love to be able to carry us out of pain if we just think that people that love us, that we should never experience pain. And then we carry this into our relationship with God. God, you love me. I should not have pain. Let's use another word. God, if you love me, I should never have discomfort. And that's not the case. We all know the sayings and phrases of change and you got to be uncomfortable. We love those phrases, but we don't like it when we're in it. You know, how can you be an overcomer if you haven't overcome something? We love those songs, but we forget that there is discomfort, even in love, which is why it's so hard for us to understand discipline and punishment. But we have to look at the fruit of them. Punishment is always going to bear rotten fruit. It's always going to make me think terrible about myself, about other people, and about God. Discipline, it's going to challenge me. It's going to correct me, and it's going to make me want to think good and see good. But as I come to a close on this topic, here's the thing that I think is important. The reality is that pain, discomfort, is the element that both punishment and discipline have in common. So in discipline, the process of our pain comes from the awareness that we have messed up, made a mistake. We have disconnected ourselves with God, with others, and with ourselves. So therefore, we have to ask ourselves, are we relating punishment to discipline because of pain and discomfort? And we have to discern between fear and love to determine punishment or discipline. If we have an unhealthy fear and belief about God, we will always view it from punishment. If we know and believe that God truly loves us, cares about us, is a good father, we will look at it as discipline. So then what comes in is we have to be able to discern, which means judging between two things, the difference of two things. We have to be able to discern, am I living in belief of fear to punishment, or am I living in love to discipline? Because remember, pain, discomfort is that element that both punishment and discipline have in common, which is why so often we go to punishment because it's what the world has taught us. As I wrap up, ask yourself, how are you viewing God? Fear to punishment or love to discipline? I have multiple resources as well. Besides, if you're not ready for one-on-one coaching, you can go to jessicahuddle.com/heal and you can get my Untangle Your Thoughts program where you can go through it in your own pace, where you untangle thoughts about who you are, who you think you are, your emotions. I also have multiple biblical studies available. If you go to jessicahuddle.com/shop, you can shop all my biblical studies on anger, stress and anxiety, learning to study the Bible, and so many more. But most importantly, don't keep waiting to feel good enough to start your healing journey. Book a free 20-minute consultation with me today. As always, don't forget to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.